Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Elmo Smit, jy spandeer baie tyd met rugby spanne, rugby spelers, hulle vrouens, die coaches. I mean, jy was nou in Tokyo gewees vir die wereldbeker. And I guess, you know, a lot of the times when you speak to the rugby players and you see them on TV, but how do things go behind the scenes with the families? Even when I was in the bus on the way following the Springboks to the airport when they were leaving, in the bus with some of the rugby players' wives and little kids and stuff. So funny. In particular, Herschel Yankees. He got out of the team bus when he stopped at the hotel and then ran to the bus at the back, to our bus, to go and ask his wife something about a suitcase or a she has something of his. Oh. And then you realize, you know, that's how it goes. They've got families, they've got wives, they travel with them. That's why we invited into the studio this morning one of those Springboks wives, Jeanrie Mostert, vrou van Franku. Môre.
Goeiemôre julle.
Môre. Baie geluk met 'n lekker wen.
Oh, dankie.
Voel seker of jy is deel van die span? Julle is die vrouens?
Verseker. Nee, ons is almal stronger together. Ons is een groot span, almal saam.
Do you all get along?
Yes. I feel like we one big family.
Really?
Like, yes.
You and the other wives?
Yeah. Ek dink net hierdie jaar se groep is, it's just something different. Dis regtig 'n spectacular group of people. Weet almal saam, almal by mekaar. So, dit is my amazing.
En sê gou vir my, kyk jy na elke van jaar tot jaar, jy weet, is dit 'n beter groep hierdie jaar, is dit 'n beter groep laas jaar, is daar mense wat jy mis, en dan kry jy spelers seer, en dan, you feel it, when something happens to the player, obviously it affects the wives.
Ja, nee, verseker is daar mense wat mens mis, en ek sal nou nie sê, jy weet, die een groep is nou, hierdie groep is beter as daai nie, ek dink net, verstaan, ons het hierdie jaar 'n wereldbeker gewen, so, jy weet, dit is amazing, jy weet, en ek dink het hoe allemaal saamgekom het, en ons het so gesikkel om in Japan uit te kom, maar allemaal wat daar, weet, wat daar kon wees, was net absoluut amazing, en ons het so close geraak, allemaal saam, ja.
And if there are new wives that join, het julle soos a ritual, of julle soos a fines meeting, just to welcome them?
Nee, ek dink allemaal, weet, probeer nou maar net om hulle te verwelkom, en welkom te laat voel, ja.
Sê gou vir my, I've always wanted to ask you this. So, your husband is playing on the field, and your husband is a forward.
Yes.
Plays in the pack. So, often that gets quite physical.
Ja,
right?
Ja, ja.
As Franku, as jy sien hy seer gekry, wat gaan deur jou kop? Wat sê jy?
Ek probeer nou dink, ek het gelukkig nog nie, hy is gelukkig geweest om actually beseringsvry te wees vir die tattoo, maar weet, om beseringsvry te wees, so, ek was nog nie in daai situasie, jy weet, waar hy erge besering opgedoen het.
You might go down, bit of water, it's fine.
Ja, 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 so, maar ek meen mens skrik.
As nou, iemand om hard tackle, of hy gaan hard in, of whatever, and, do you react? Did jy...
My man is mos 'n monster op die veld. So, ek is al gewoond aan...
She's a lucky one. Like, Franku will be fine.
It's okay, yeah.
Ja, en ek moet sê, as mens op die paviljoen sit, sien mens actually minder wat aangaan. So, dis actually a goeie ding. Mens stress meer as jy op die TV kyk, of ek. Ja.
As jy op die TV kyk.
Ja, ja.
By the way, barbecue, is it?
Ja.
Baie geluk.
Baie dankie.
Dit is sy,
ja.
Nou, 6 maande oud of iets?
Yes, sy 6 maande oud. Oh, ons tweede dochterkie.
Nou, tweede dochterkie. Ach, man.
So, no sleep.
Well, actually, slaap sy verskrikkelijk goed.
Oh.
En ek het al twee kinders Japan toe gehad, en hulle was net al twee amazing. Ja, ja.
Okay, so can we just point out that this is the one wife that really has it good. Okay, her husband... Een man kan met beserings nie. Hy is absolute monster op die veld. So hy is die ou wat he inflicts the pain.
Exactly.
Her kids sleep well. They travel well.
They travel well as well, yeah.
That is amazing. I've always wanted to know this. How do you handle criticism? Because let's be honest, when they're winning, we love them. And when they are losing and make mistakes, the nation kind of hates them. Is it tough on you?
Of course it is. I'm just going to be honest.
Do you read social media posts about...
But that's not the thing. I think you get to a point where you just try to cut everything out. And you know how it goes. Like, you know, like if you win, then it's a good thing. And then when you lose, it's...
But do you want to get involved sometimes when someone makes a comment? Do you want to jump in there and go...
Yes. Yeah, of course you want to, but I mean...
Are you told not to?
No, you're not told not to. I think it's just I think it's just common sense. Like, you don't get involved because you know what it's about.
Well, some of the players' wives get involved. Rachel Khaleesi got involved before with a couple of comments here and there. Now she's off. She's even keeping her kids off Instagram.
No, you kind of have to make that choice at some point for yourself. But yeah, she does say what's on her mind if she feels the need to.
Which wife gets the most involved in terms of questioning the coach's decision, or, you know, like, is there a wife that gets involved like a consultant?
I think it's private. Within the group, it's I think you and your husband, you talk about stuff and you try to figure stuff out, but
I often wonder, we're like behind the scenes, would Herschel's wife, like, you know, why didn't they send Herschel on sooner?
You know? I think dit is die mooi ding van sport, is dit is sport. So jy, dis 'n baie moeilike konsep, want obviously jy is so dankbaar en bly as jou man opgaan en jou man speel, maar jy wil nie hy aan 'n ou met 'n besering kry nie, of jy wil nie.
Okay.
En jy is almal in dieselfde bootjie. So jy weet, dit is waar dit gaan. So
the
jy is nie kwaad.
Ja.
Verstaan jy? Dit gaan oor die span. We stronger together.
Alright, so Jean-Rie Mostert, Frankie Mostert se vrou op die show volgende, wat wil jy weet?
Môre mevrou Mostert, dis 'n voorreg met jou te gesels. Ek wil net vir jou vra of jy jou man Sous noem en of jy vir hom Franco noem. Ek wil net vir jou sê jy is getroud met een van die beste rugby spelers in die geskiedenis van rugby vir my. En hy is nie net 'n passievolle springbok nie, maar uitstekende leeu ook so. Dankie daarvoor en ek hoop jy het 'n geseënde huwelik verder en geluk met die klein ding.
Baie dankie. Jong, ek dink dit hang af hoe ek voel die dag of wat hy reg of verkeerd gedoen het. Wat ek hom noem. Maar nee, partykeer sal ek dink as ek in 'n groep vriende is, sal ek hom partykeer ook roep wit sous en dan weet hy moet nou maar luister.
Oh, okay. So jy sous nie
maar nie raar.
Anders is het Franco.
Ja.
Alright, okay.
Ek wil net hoor by Franco Mostert, vrou of hulle haar ook sous noem, die ander vrouens.
Noem hulle jou my vrou sous?
Nee. Dis actually ons het nou gepraat ter byname. Is actually nie 'n slegte idee nie.
Het die ander spelers byname waarvan ons nie weet nie, wat hulle vrouens hulle noem?
Nee, ek glo nie. Ek dink hulle weet van alles wat aangaan.
Ek dink Alma, meeste van het byname as ek reg is.
Wel, dat is byname wat ek al gehoor het, soos mense sal, by die Lions noem hulle vir Warren Whiteley Waras. Dit het ek al gehoor, maar dis nie soos, I mean, Felicity, sy vrou gaan hom nou nie probably dit noem nie, maar tussen die ouens is al sulke nicknames. Ek weet mense praat van Elton as Ellas. Ja, so dis maar net soos, dis al wat ek nog tot dusver van gehoor het, maar ek weet nie of al soos
sounds Snorks like the rugby players are living in El Dorado Park. Is it Waras? Elas? Matas? I don't know.
Sê vir my, so jy reken Skalk Brits is een van die groot geeste. Wat is die stout? Wie is die stoutste in die span? As ek kom by, I'm talking like, you know, bad stuff, you know, just like, wat die vrou is betekent van, sê, hey, come on. Hey, come on.
Ag nee, julle vra regtig moeilike vrae. Ek dink dit is 'n in die groep. Ek dink die manne saam is ook jy weet, almal stout. Hulle is lekker. Ek dink is 'n lekker gees onder die manne, jy weet. En ek nog net nie een vrou gehoor wat nou sê, jy weet, op as nou heen, moet nou nie daar nie. Is rustig. Dis almal is rustig.
On that point, you know, when you become a famous rugby player, it's like singers, I guess as well, jy weet, dan jy beskielik, you know, then the attention comes from all over. Do you sometimes have to just like look at a girl and go, hey, don't even you.
Oh, for your in.
Oh, for your in for me. 6.6.
You know, vrouens altyd vrouens wees. Ek dink party sal nog steeds uitgaan om nou te kyk, jy weet. Of kry hulle die nodige aandag of wat. En ek dink dit hang seker af van jou persoonlikheid, maar ja, ek is seker maar een van daai wat sal sê hi.
Hey. Are they all married?
Not all of them are married.
Single? Who's single in the Springbok squad? Mapimpi
single.
Famously single.
I think is Warwick. Warwick was here. I don't think
Warwick Hlant.
Yeah, I don't think he said anything about a girlfriend. But then everybody else has girlfriends or they're married. I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you check out their social media, so.
Laaste paar vrae vir Jeanri Moss op die show volgend. Frankie se vrou, Jeanri. Is daar iets van Franke wat ons nie weet nie? As hy by die huis is. Because he's the tough guy on the field. Does he cry at like chick flicks at home? Or listen to music? Or listen to music that's cringy?
Hy het verseker so 'n klein hart.
Is dit?
Ja, nee, verseker. En ek wens eintlik ek kan hom nou sien met daai babatjie op sy bors.
Ek het hom nou gesien. Ja. Hy sit hier buite met die babatjie op die bors. Ja. That's all he wants to do.
Verstaan, en hy, ek dink familie kom vir hom verseker eerste en hy is die beste papa in hierdie wêreld. Soos hy.
Jou kinders word nou basies groot in Engeland.
Oh, ja.
Go back to the Gloucester now.
Ja, ons vlieg Sondag.
Oh, okay.
Ja, en
dan gaan speel hy daar.
Ja, dan gaan hy nou hy is reg uit van die vliegtuig af. Weer op die rugbyveld daai kan.
Oh man. Ja. Isn't it tough for you?
Wow.
Talk
ja.
to me about the sacrifices. Want jy het journalism geswat.
Ja, okay.
Oh.
Baie jare gelede. Maar dit is baie opoffering. Dit is 'n keuse wat ek gemaak het om weet half om by te staan om sy in sy kariere te excel. En ek dink dit is baie op en af. Mense verstaan nie altyd. Ons het nie eintlik 'n weet vastigheid nie. Ons het nie eintlik 'n huis, wat ek nog my eie kan noem nie.
Sure,
omdat yeah, ons dan hier is, dan
daar. Some of the time you're in England, and some of the time you're here, yeah, and you spent how many months in Tokyo.
Ja.
So it's tough. The travelling is tough, nee?
Yes, it is.
Wie is die hoofmeisie van die vrouens? Who's like the one who always takes control?
Yeah.
Like, because when there's a tour group, there's always one person who knows everything. What time are we meeting at the bus?
Like Alma.
Alma is hoofmeisie, wat dit betref. Wie van die vrouens in die rugby spelers is hoofmeisie?
Ek dink in daai sin, die spanbestuurder, Anne Lee. Want sy is altyd die een wat die reëlings doen en die reëlings
deurgee.
Anne Lee Murray, dit is hulle die team manager.
Van die vrouens.
Ja, nee, ek, maar dis wat ek vir jou wil sê. Yeah. So sy is gewoonlik die iemand alles gereël kry en georganiseer kry, maar okay, as ek nou moet iemand uitsonder, dan sou ek sê Maries, dink ek, Andre se vrou.
Andre Pollard.
Sy is nogal 'n trendsetter, ja.
Ja.
Sy is wonderlik.
Who takes the most pictures, selfies? Who's like the social media queen?
Okay, Amy is nogals goed, Kitsie se vrou, Amy
Kitsof,
ja, en sy is nogals 'n selfie queen, no? Selfies is
really?
Ook altyd top notch.
Okay, so hoofmeisie okay. Is Pollard se vrou, Kitsof se vrou is 'n selfie queen.
Yeah.
Alright, which one complains the most?
Ach,
about the
nee.
Food? About the food? There's always, in any tour group...
I think it should be me, actually.
You're good with this. So good with this. Well, listen, Namens, oh, at least that, you know, I mean, you are the unsung heroes, I suppose, keeping these men happy and loved and supported.
Mm.
You know, I mean, we just wanted to get you on the show this morning to say to you, I mean, you don't end up on a bus in the victory parade ever, and you should.
Mm,
because
thank
it's
you.
Your family, it's your kids having to travel around. You have to watch TV and feel it much harder than the rest of us with these gentle giants.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for that. En alles van die beste in Engeland en kom gou terug.
Bye, thank
en, wanneer teken Franco met die bille?
Dot.
Sorry, dankie, baie tyd afgevat. Het waardeer het. Sê vir Franke, wel, hy sit hier buiten met julle babiekie.
Yeah.
Dankie dat julle ingekom het, waardeer het.
Baie dankie vir alles.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Let's go. Rock to the rhythm, you don't stop. Your favorite breakfast show. It immediately puts me into such a good space. Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Jacaranda.